Welcome to episode 299 of The Lab. I'm Brad Barton.
I'm Phil Barton.
This is one in our continuing series on space and space travel. If you'd like to hear the other episodes, you can find them by visiting thelabwithbrad.com.
299.
Mm,
yes. On the cusp of a threshold of some sort.
Soon there will be zeros. Sort of like our hit rate.
Maybe they'll climb together.
Okay, so a couple of weeks from now, we'll get a hit. It'll be great.
Perfect.
301. What am I trying to say? Have you ever heard the expression, you have to walk before you can run?
Yes.
Right. The space program seems to have taken that to heart in a big way. They didn't just shoot people at the moon.
No.
First, we shot a bunch of other stuff at the moon.
Well, there's also a certain amount of, before you can walk, you need to understand how a leg works
a joint. You know, you got a point there. This is actually, considering what they're trying to do, this is more like you have to walk before you win an Olympic gold medal.
True.
Anyway, I want to talk about the Surveyor program.
Oh, okay.
From 1966 to 1968.
Cool.
All of them had the same package on board. All of them were attempting to soft land the package.
Okay.
Part of what they're doing here is just practicing landing. Mm-hmm. They're also scoping out possible landing sites for the manned lunar lander, the LEM.
Does this have anything to do with the grade school project of dropping an egg from 20 feet?
No, that doesn't happen for decades.
Oh, okay.
That was a Mars thing.
Oh.
I love that, by the way. We're totally doing an episode on that. But
nice. Okay, I'm early again.
Yes. They were rovers.
Yes. On the moon?
Yes.
Like little remote control rovers.
Yeah, I assume they were remote control because the tech to put on board smarts wasn't really there yet. Oh. I mean, we talked about the Apollo 11 computer.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, that was the best they could do at the time, which is pretty impressive at the time.
Mm-hmm.
The Surveyor 3.
Okay.
I like this one just because of where it landed. Right? The first manned landing was in Sea of Tranquility.
Cool.
Surveyor 3 landed in the Ocean of Storms.
Oh, wow.
And it had a bumpy ride, too. I guess the part of the beast that was supposed to say, turn off these thrusters, I'm at the ground now, didn't work.
Oh.
So it hit and it bounced. It hit again another 30 meters away and bounced again. Hit again another 11 meters away and then bounced again.
Wow.
Tiny bounce this time, only 30 centimeters. And finally, it goes, oh, I should turn these off.
Oh, okay. I was wondering if it ran out of fuel, you know?
So then the little rover comes out. This one had a TV camera.
Yeah.
With various guts to move it around and focus it and so forth.
Cool.
And a little robotic arm with a scoop on the end.
There we go. Yeah.
And I think there was a second arm with some other. What they were trying to do was look at the ground and play with the dirt.
It's easy to do. You know, every child in the sandbox can do it on Earth.
And these are, you know, super nerds doing this, so they all got their slide rules out. One of the things they're looking at is, will this soil support a lunar lander with people in it?
Oh, right. Yeah. Is it made of cheese?
And the scoop could get down to about 6.7 inches, 17 millimeters.
Nice.
Which, you know, not bad for a remote control thingy. Anyway, I just thought I'd share a little of what happened before people started walking on the moon. Now we've got this thing that won't happen on Monday. I blame the Apollo 11 computer.
I do, too.
It's fault because of the three-input NOR gate.
I was very curious about that.
Yeah, yes. I was watching this talk. The guy said that's the only logic gate circuit they used. And then they strung them all together to make every other logic gate.
Yeah.
Good for them. I'd always heard that about the two-input NOR gate. In fact, I'd never heard of a three-input NOR gate in my life.
I agree.
You know, we were out there on the porch the day after it came up, and you guessed. It's like, well, if I could make you a 50-input NOR gate. As long as there's a charge on any one or all of the wires, you get no charge on the output wire.
Yeah, made sense.
Or you can also say that it's off or closed or outputting a zero. All of those mean the same thing.
Yeah. It made sense. That's what it ended up being.
Yeah, I looked it up, and by the way, there's a great reference about all of this that explains everything we fail to. With diagrams, actually written out. I know, it's amazing. But you can actually, commercially available ones include a 2-input, 3-input, and even a 4-input NOR gate.
Oh, neat. Okay.
But you can actually take 2-input NOR gates and string them together and make every other circuit. And I went down a rabbit hole and tried to do it on a podcast.
And I was not ready. Oh, it was bad.
Well, anyway, we thought we'd share pieces of it. So enjoy.
Okay, I'm drawing a triangle. You told me to have
a piece
of paper.
Don't draw anything yet.
I'm nervous. It's Monday. I have not slept well.
And you have a pad of paper and a pencil.
And
I know.
I've already drawn this thing. It looks like a plug.
Well, talk about.
I'm sorry.
This is going to go well. So here's what we need. Like in the middle of the page is a letter A with a circle around it. And then you're going to have a couple of lines to represent its inputs, kind of branching down.
Put those on
to
the
left. And down and to the right.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Never mind where my lines are. Okay. I have a couple of lines coming in. These are inputs, I assume.
Yes, they are. We can even label them A1 input. And A2.
Ooh, B. Why didn't I write a B? I'm a terrible person. You... A, 2. I'm sorry. Wow. Thank God it's a pencil.
It's going sideways. You're going to regret this in time. I'm not even going to try to think of it sideways. I should have told you top down from the beginning. You couldn't just rotate the page.
No, that's garbage. Because the A needs to be up. I put it in the middle of the page. Was that acceptable?
That's a good idea.
This sounds like it's going to get complicated. It might be too big right now.
I made a huge letter A. We're going to turn the NOR gate into an OR gate with a NOT gate. Which we'll make from an OR gate.
That's easy, though, isn't it?
And actually, in this type of circuit, what you're going to do is connect it to ground through a pull-down resistor. But,
okay. I've drawn this by your specifications. Oh, that's not what I drew at all. And I was confused about it.
Okay, it's all right. But we can cut that anyways. Whole damn thing out. No.
What is happening? I swear. Okay, we're starting over. I have an A in the center.
A1 goes down into the left. That's one input.
Okay.
B1 goes down into the right.
B1? A2. A2 goes down into the right. Never mind. Everything that got edited out.
No, there were reasons.
Well, that was easy. I would like to apologize to all of my professors.
Me too. All of his professors. My Seriously, I don't think we're going to be able to use the Monday track. It's 19 minutes long and kind of off topic.
Wait, okay, yeah, because we're talking about Surveyor, and I thought we were going to talk about Apollo something or other.
We are.
Yeah.
Give me a break here, man.
I thought you just switched directions, but okay.
All right. Anyway, Apollo 12. Mm. Its biggest mission was to try and be more accurate with where it landed.
Okay.
So it landed.
Oh. That's one way to do it. Yeah.
First the launch.
Okay.
Apollo 12 is mostly a thrilling tale of everything going as planned, but it didn't start that way. 32 seconds into the launch. Mm-hmm. Ground lost contact with the rocket.
Well, it's right there.
Yeah, well, it had just been hit by lightning is the thing.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
And then 20 seconds later, it happened again.
What is going on? Nobody saw the cloud?
Well, no, they totally launched on a cloudy day. Yeah. I don't think they were expecting the two strikes of lightning. As you can imagine, while in Earth orbit, before they do the burn to head to the moon, they spend a little extra time looking at the electronic systems.
I don't blame them.
But I don't know what the quote is or anything, but I imagine that one of them eventually looks at the other and goes, well, it's still working.
Right. I think it's good.
So they fire the bird. They're on the way to the moon. Mm-hmm. They do that maneuver where they separate from that third stage, mm-hmm. flip around and nose in and pull out the limb. Mm-hmm. And then a guy climbs in there and unfolds the legs and spends a little extra time checking out the electrical system.
Okay.
Again, everything seems fine. Mm-hmm. So they get to the moon and they land just fine. So they landed and they were within 150 feet of their intended landing position.
Okay.
So not bad, right?
Yeah, pretty close.
First day, they're out there. One guy is setting up a S-bend antenna, whatever that means, mm-hmm. and a solar wind experiment.
Okay.
And the other guy is putting the camera on the tripod.
Okay.
That must be more difficult than it sounds because he muffed it.
Brand
new. They were all excited about sending color television from the moon.
Yeah, yeah.
And he accidentally pointed it at the sun and it burnt out. So.
Oh. Well, if that's the worst of it, yeah.
Yeah, and they spent more time and covered more ground than Apollo 11. They actually went about 2,000 feet away from the limb.
Really?
Yeah, which was fun. They landed in the Oceans of Storms, the Ocean of Storms, and the Surveyor 3 was just sitting there 535 feet away.
That thing was expensive. Should we go get it?
Yeah, so they went there, and they took some pictures, and then they sort of sawed off the camera, the 17-pound assembly, including all the servos and gears and whatnot, and they grabbed the robotic scoop. And some of the cabling and some of the aluminum tubing.
Okay.
They wanted to see what happens to material when it's been left on the surface of the moon for a couple of years.
Yeah, yeah.
And there had been a rumor of some biological things, single-celled critters, getting inside the cable.
Uh-huh.
And they really wanted to see if any of them lived or not. I wish I knew the end of that story, but I don't.
Oh, no.
I know. I'm hoping to bump into it somewhere. So, they also dropped off the ALSEP. ALSEP. I'm sure it stands for something.
I'm glad you spelled it.
The most important part of this, for our purposes, is it had a seismograph on it.
Aha.
I want to watch the ground wiggle.
Mm-hmm.
So, they take off. They rendezvous with the CSM, who's been in orbit. That guy's been up there taking pictures of the moon. That's what you do when you're in orbit around
bored.
The moon.
Get some pictures, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah. No, honestly, the guys left up in orbit always had a lot to do.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, it's fun to make fun of them because they're not going to fuck.
Babysitter.
They're going to beat me up. But... Anyway, so they detached the limb, or what's left of it. They left the feet down below, right?
Okay.
And then they deliberately shot it to hit the moon.
Yeah.
So they'd have an earthquake to check out.
I love that.
They were aiming for 6 miles away. They actually hit 40 miles away. And apparently the moon rang like a bell.
Ooh.
It was getting strong seismic signals for more than a half hour.
Wow.
And then weaker ones continued for another hour.
That is interesting.
Yeah. It was so interesting, they thought they'd do it again. They actually planned to do the same sort of thing with the Apollo 13.
Oh, okay.
But it didn't happen.
Oh.
And the reason it didn't happen is something we're going to talk about.
Hey, yeah.
Next time.
All right.
See you then.
Bye.